Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Supreme Court is temporarily preventing the House of Representatives from obtaining secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The court's order keeps previously undisclosed details from the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election out of the hands of Democratic lawmakers until at least early summer. The court will decide then whether to extend its hold. The woman who managed Florida's COVID-19 data says she was fired for objecting to demands to alter information on a state coronavirus dashboard website, but the governor's office says Rebecca Jones was fired for insubordination for modifying the dashboard without approval. Now some Democrats, including Tampa area Congressmember Kathy Castor, are calling for an investigation into her firing. I asked Castor whether Florida is making reopening decisions based on science or based on politics.
See, this really complicates the matter. It appears that, especially here in the Tampa Bay area, we've done very well, and I think that's due to consistent messaging. Our local leaders came out decisively early on, encouraging folks to stay home, and many people understood this, and thanks to the citizens around here, they understand what's at stake. But if we don't have the correct data on infections and testing, hospitalizations, disparities, and deaths, people are not going to be comfortable going back to work, going back to school one day, or going out in the public.
If you look at the dashboard that this whistleblower created lately, over the last 3, 4, 5 weeks, it looks like there's some variation, but pretty much the steady level of number of new infections. The number really isn't declining that much. Do you think that Florida is reopening too quickly?
It appears from the CDC guidelines where they advise that you want to have a decline in infection rates, you want to have a decline in cases and mortality, that we're not quite there yet. That's why the public health reporting is so important in this day and age. People will make those determinations about how frequently to go out, whether to go back to work based on the facts. And it's so unwise to hide this data from the public at this time. It's going to make it more difficult. People are not going to have the confidence to go back to work and go shopping and go out. So it's completely unfortunate. It's just not smart.
That's Congressmember Kathy Castor, a Democrat from Tampa. You can watch much more of this interview. It's on our website, WMNF.org. News outlets are reporting today that Governor DeSantis now says Rebecca Jones should not have been working at the Department of Health in the first place because of misdemeanor charges. DeSantis told reporters at a Mike Pence event in Orlando that, "I've asked the Department of Health to explain to me how someone would be allowed to be charged with that and continue on because this was many months ago. I have a zero tolerance policy for sexual harassment." A nationwide analysis of COVID-19 data released this week shows broad discrepancies between what some states are reporting to the public and what they're sharing with the CDC. Florida had one of the biggest differences. Danny Rivero reports that's because the CDC is doing strange things with the data.
The dashboard released by the CDC listed more than 200,000 more COVID-19 tests that had been conducted in Florida than the state was reporting. We asked the CDC about it, and what they told us shocked some experts. The federal government is including antibody tests in their totals, even though those tests don't check for current infections.
The two tests measure two different things.
Mary Jo Trepka is a professor of epidemiology at Florida International University.
It gives you an idea of how many people have ever had any kind of a test, but it doesn't tell you the number of people who have actually been tested for an acute infection. So I think it's more informative to look at the numbers of those tests separately.
Mixing the two kind of tests together could make it seem like the U.S. has done more testing than it really has. That can make the positive test rates look artificially low. And Trepka said it generally makes the data harder to interpret. The CDC also told WLRN that it's taking an in-depth look to understand differences between the state and federal data across the country. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
Pinellas County says that vacation rentals in the county are permitted to reopen with restrictions. Pinellas has gotten approval from the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation for short-term rentals to resume accepting reservations and check-ins for rentals effective immediately. The state has approved Pinellas's COVID-19 safety plan for short-term rentals like Airbnb. More than 10% of households in a survey last week said they could not get enough of the food they wanted or needed. The Household Pulse survey released today also showed that almost a quarter of respondents said they had trouble paying their rent or mortgage. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, overnight lows in the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and highs near 90. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.